B-Pod Studios.
97.5, The Fanatic.
In 2006, this man was drafted by the Philadelphia Flyers. 2006, Claude Giroux was drafted. Does it feel like, do you feel like just Philadelphia is now tattooed in your soul?
Yeah.
And your heart?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you get drafted, you get excited to play in the NHL, and every year just goes so fast, and to think that it's...
Are you 16 years? Is this would be 16th season?
Just do the math.
No, not well, yeah, season, but since no, I got
then,
drafted.
No, but until you got drafted in professional hockey.
It's been
getting
a
paycheck.
Yeah.
Which is...
it's been a while, but it's been a great journey, and obviously the goal hasn't been achieved yet, but... you know, we're going in the right direction here, and tonight it's going to be a start of a good season.
I like that you said yet, but tell us what the difference is in that locker room, in that energy that you're feeling compared to last season.
It's hard to say. It's only been training camp and preseason. You see guys' true colors when you lose one or two in a row. That's when you see what kind of team you got, what kind of players you got. Right now it's all rainbows and it's all good, but, you know, starts tonight, you know, start here with a win at home and, see where that's going to take us.
Claude, last year, as AV just said, it was a down year last year. Can you extract things from that can make this year more positive as a captain, as a player, that you look at that season from last year and you can make good out of it from the bad?
It was ugly last year, especially when you have a good season. The year before, things were starting to click. We were playing well together, and then last year we just didn't go the way we wanted to go. So it's you know, sometimes it's good to fail bad, because when you fail miserably, sometimes it kind of wakes you up a little bit, and you start doing stuff a little different. But you know what, we have a complete different team than we did last year. And everybody that came to the team, everybody has something to prove. Everybody has something to show. It could be they still want to show they can still play. Or some guys still think they're elite. So it's the most important thing is whatever somebody does the best, it's important to bring it tonight.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Looking at last season, it just seemed like it kind of snowballed and it got out of control a little bit. And then in the offseason, they kind of, I don't want to say blow it up, but they revamped the team a little bit. How important was that? Because you lost some key players like Jake Voracek, but you brought in Cam Atkinson, you bring in Rasmus Ristolainen, Ryan Ellis. How important was it to change the locker room dynamic a little bit?
You know, like you look around the locker room now, you see a lot of veteran guys, you see a lot of older guys, guys that played some playoff experience, and but at the same time, we still have some young players, and when you have a mix like we do right now, which is a little bit older than last year, I think it's good. The leadership, you can just tell that everybody was had a letter on their jersey when they played for another team. They come here, and they can be a leader in their own way. It could be on or off the ice, and you know, during camp, you can tell guys got some leadership qualities, and that's when you have more than one or two guys that can lead every night, and every night could be a different guy. So when you have some leadership like that, and the most important thing is to make sure all the leaders or everybody in the locker room that's been here for a while, they're all on the same page. And if we're all on the same page, that's when things are going to click.
Before I let you go, do you set personal goals for a season, or are your goals always team oriented?
It's obviously to be a good team, you need some great individual work. And if one guy plays great one night, it's going to help the team. I mean, I don't set goals, but I know if I score a goal, it's going to help the team, right? So at the same time, I'm only worried about tonight. I'm not even worried about the second game or this week or first half. So it's just try to go one game at a time. And I mean, I've been in the league for a while now, and I know that you're going to have up and downs during the season. And whatever happens tonight, you just got to move on and get ready for the second one.
We wish you the best of health and the best of luck.
All right, thanks a lot,
Claude,
guys.
Claude Giroux joining us. Claude. Appreciate it, Claude, making time for us today. Flyers opener tonight.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.